let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. I love that. That's Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2. Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio, this very first Sunday of June 2013. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're not too familiar with this program, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We try to saturate and ground this program in within the Word of God. And today we're starting a new series entitled Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. Searching the Scriptures for Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. So, friend, I hope you can join me for the next 30 minutes as we worship and focus on the Lord right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, music from Rich Mullins and Step by Step. What a beautiful song. My name is Joey Kroll. Today we are focusing on faith, hope, and encouragement. You know, if there's one thing most people don't like about the modern political process, it would have to be the abundance of promises candidates make, but often can't keep. Can I get an amen? Because after they're elected, the political process gets so complicated it becomes impossible for politicians to keep all of their campaign promises. Friend, promises are important, and not just in politics. We depend on the ability to trust one another's words in order to have meaningful relationships in life. The Bible tells us that God's words are wholly trustworthy, that they last forever. Whatever God says, whatever promises he makes, we know his words will never fail. An absolutely perfect promise keeper. That's the kind of God he is. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
I think I've lost my way. unto my feet and a light unto my path.
I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is one.
Contemporary twist to an old hymn, and Thy Word by the group Avalon, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. I hope and pray that your weekend is coming along quite well. Yesterday, or actually a couple of days ago, rather, my wife and I bought a brand new bed. So we were excited. Beds are pretty expensive these days for a good quality bed. The one we have is about 8 years old, so we finally decided to do the upgrade, and I decided not to be cheap like I normally am. So we had a chance to buy a new bed the other day, and again, quite expensive, but well worth it as I'm well rested for this Sunday worship program. Hey, friend, today we are focusing on faith, hope, and encouragement. Anyone who has restored an old piece of furniture knows that it's a lot of work. I mean, put on the rubber gloves, pour on the chemicals, scrape off the four coats of paint, sand it down, stain it, varnish it, and after several weeks, you have a piece of furniture that is ready to be used again. Restoring relationships takes hard work as well. Approaching, talking, confessing, forgiving, it's not easy. Removing the resentment, hurt, and distrust restores a damaged relationship to its original glory. Fortunately for us, we have the ultimate model of reconciliation. God sending His Son so that we might be forgiven and have a restored relationship with Him. Friend, let's follow God's example by being quick to make the first move towards reconciliation. I love the words of Paul in Romans chapter 12. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Why do I feel discouraged? Why do the shadows come? And why does my heart feel lonely and long for heaven?
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Oh.
Yes, a great reminder to be still and know that He is God. Amen and amen. Friend, how you doing today? My name is Joey Kroll on this first Sunday of the month of June already. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And today we're starting a brand new series entitled Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. Tell you what, a few generations ago, if something broke, it was fixed. See, today we live in a throwaway world where things are designed to be replaced when they break. That's okay for toasters and hair dryers, but it doesn't work too well with a human heart, does it? When your heart breaks, you can't go to the big box discount store and get a new one. Fortunately, broken hearts can be put together again, but it takes God to do it, the Bible says. He's the only one with the power to restore us when we've been hurt. Friend, if your heart is broken, don't discard it. Let God take a look. It may take a little time and trust, but rest assured that He's never seen one yet that He couldn't mend. I love what it says in Isaiah 57. I have seen His ways and will heal Him. I will also lead Him and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. Isaiah 57, verse 18.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ.
calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Upon the Isle of Patmos, a man was cast one day. As he was left alone to die, he began to pray. The Holy Ghost fell on him, the Spirit it came down. He began to write about the things he saw. The Revelator, name was John. John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down.
Yes, it was John
the Revelator. That way he looked around. He saw feet like brass, eyes like fire. Heard a great voice
saying, come up higher.
John the Revelator wrote about the city of God. While in the Spirit praying, John turned around to see if the voice he had heard was what it seemed to be. Just like many waters, a great trumpet sound. He said, I am the first and last Revelator, wrote it down. John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down.
Yes, it was
John the Revelator. That way he looked around. He saw feet like brass, eyes like fire. Heard a great voice
saying, come up higher.
John the Revelator wrote about the city of God.
Open the
John. John the Revelator saw Jerusalem coming down.
Yes, it was John.
John the Revelator.
That way he looked around.
He saw feet like brass, eyes like fire.
Heard a great voice
saying, come up higher.
Happy Goodmans! and John the Revelator. Nice little surprise there on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Friend, thank you so much for spending some time here with me here as part of your weekend. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.